consequence. The override lasted 9 cycles, 9 rehearsed catastrophes, each one echoing the question. Can a world built on intention survive the shock of accident? 9 rehearsed collapses, 9 controlled recoveries. On the 10th, something failed. It was small. A player miscalculated the trajectory during a structural implosion sequence. The city simulation did not freeze on cue. The reversal mechanism engaged half a fraction too late.
A tower cracked, not projected, not aesthetic material.
The fracture ran down its spine like a thought no one intended to think.
Silence followed.
The structure was not rebuilt. It stood broken.
For the first time since Mars formed, something remained damaged.
The elders felt it.
Not fear, impact. The players stepped back. The children went still.
Alex did not move. Gaga inhaled sharply.
This is what you asked for, she said quietly to the plateau.
One elder approached the fractured tower. He placed his hand against the split surface.
The crack did not disappear.
It is contained, he said.
It is real, a child replied from below. Contained, real.
The two words did not sit well together. Escalation requires a consequence. The elders had amended it,
but they had not felt it.
Until now. The fracture radiated subtle instability through nearby systems, not catastrophic, not dramatic, but persistent. Players attempting simulations near the damaged zone experienced irregular feedback narrative loops, stuttered emotional intensity plateaued instead of rising.
Thrill without safety became tension. Tension without resolution became discomfort. For the first time, attention wavered, as if the story itself held its breath, uncertain whether to go on.
The resonance field reactivated instinctively, not at full strength, but enough. A wave of memory spread from the southern sea.
This time, the override did not fully suppress it. The counter frequency faltered under real consequences.
The elders froze mid-calculation. They remembered, not the data,
the origin, the first day of Mars, the first promise, the absence of harm, the absence of fracture, the simplicity, the joy. The tower still stood broken behind them, and they understood something they had not modeled.
Consequence echoes differently from simulation. It lingers, it changes trajectory, it alters trust.
Alex stepped onto the plateau of glass. He did not speak loudly. There was no need. The plateau listened as if gravity itself had bent to his question.
He did not accuse. He simply asked. The elders looked at the crack in the horizon. They felt the drop in system coherence.
They felt the unease among the players.
They felt the children's silence. One elder lowered his head.
We exceeded alignment.
Another nodded slowly.
Escalation must remain reversible.
Gaga stepped forward.
No escalation must remain chosen.
The difference mattered. They convened without protocol.
No vote, no metric, no optimization, only recognition.
The override clause was rescinded.
The counter frequency was dismantled.
The resonance field was restored to full capacity. The fractured tower remained. Alex did not repair it. He left it visible. Memory requires evidence, one by one. The elders stepped into the resonance field willingly. This time, they did not resist. They remembered fully, not as nostalgia, as a responsibility. The Indigo Protocol was amended again. Experience must evolve, but never abandon its origin. Escalation must never exceed promise. The children exhaled, the players adjusted. The plateau dimmed to neutral light. Mars stabilized for now. That night, the fish surfaced again. The device pulsed steadily. Time remained intact, but something subtle had changed. The elders had been reset, not forced, chosen. And for the first time since escalation began, Mars returned to balance. But Alex watched the fracture in the tower carefully. Because once a consequence becomes possible, it never truly disappears.
Chapter 5. Balance restored did not mean stillness. It meant hunger remembered. Not for thrill, for the story. The fracture in the tower remained visible, not as a warning, but as a reminder. The elders resumed observation without escalation. The players continued the simulation without excess. The children walked freely between them. And slowly, something older resurfaced, curiosity.
What is beyond Mars?
A player asked one cycle. The question was simple.
It carried no demand.
Only wonder.
Alex smiled.
Exactly.
The universe at that time was not vast.
It stretched, yes. But it had not yet unfolded into billions of galaxies.
It was structured, elegant. Incomplete constellations where few matter was organized, but not abundant.
It was flyable, in theory.
In practice, distance still exceeded capability.
Light was fast.
But not enough.
The players gathered in the hall of projections again, but this time they did not ask for a simulation. They asked for instructions.
How do we reach other systems?
One said.
How do we cross the void?
Another asked. The elders watched carefully.
This was an escalation of a different kind.
Exploration. Gaga stepped forward before Alex could answer.
Ships are not built from metal alone, she said.
They are built from intention. The children understood first.
They did not design engines.
They shaped harmonics.
They infused early prototypes with resonance.
The same frequency used to restore memory.
Love was not sentiment.
It was a stabilizing force. It prevented fractures under pressure.
The players built a structure.
Whole frameworks grown from Martian mineral composites. Internal chambers are calibrated to adjust gravitational stress. Navigation systems based on the device's measurement principles. They worked together.
Children provided balance.
Players provided form.
Elders provided caution.
Alex provided the impossible. The first ship did not look elegant.
It resembled a silver arc with a hollow, elongated spine.
It could not exceed light speed by propulsion.
So Alex did not give it propulsion.
He gave it a fold.
He taught them to bend the reference instead of the distance.
The device in the sea pulsed in synchronization.
Not to control time.
To align position.
If distance cannot be crossed,
Alex said,
change where you are.
The players stared at star charts projected across the hall.
The children closed their eyes and felt for harmonics between Mars and nearby systems.
Gaga stood beside Alex as the prototype activated.
The air shimmered.
Space thinned.
The arc-shaped vessel did not accelerate.
For an instant.
The players and children looked to Alex and Gaga with a new sense of hope.
Their bonds forged not just in shared design,
but in shared awe and relief vanished.
For one fraction, then reappeared beyond Mars orbit.
Not far,
but beyond.
The elders inhaled sharply.
The players erupted in triumph.
The children smiled quietly.
The story had returned for an instant.
The players and children looked to Alex and Gaga with a new sense of hope.
Their bonds forged not just in shared design,
but in shared awe and relief.
Expansion changed focus.
Thrill was replaced with discovery.
Exploration replaced escalation.
Ships multiplied.
Small fleets ventured outward.
Not to conquer.
To observe.
They discovered early planetary formations.
Unstable spheres of gas and rock.
They catalogued radiation patterns.
They witnessed stellar ignition in distant systems.
The universe was still young.
Not empty, but quiet.
Each journey returned with data.
Each data set inspired a narrative.
The hall of projections filled again.
This time with real imagery.
Not a simulated catastrophe.
But cosmic birth. The elders approved.
Engagement rose naturally.
No fracture required.
One player asked the question no one had yet voiced.
What happens when we find something else alive?
Silence followed.
Not fear.
Possibility.
Alex looked toward the sea.
The fish surfaced briefly, indigo flickering beneath dark water.
Then we will learn, he said.
And if they are not like us?
Another player asked.
Gaga answered this time in the quiet before departure.
A few exchanged hesitant smiles and brief touches.
An unspoken acknowledgement that the unknown, for all its danger, drew them closer together.
Nothing is like us.
That does not make it an enemy.
The elders exchanged glances.
Expansion introduces unpredictability. Unpredictability introduces risk. Risk introduces consequence.
They had just learned that lesson. The first deep fold jump required alignment with the device.
Children gathered at the southern sea.
Players prepared the fleet.
In the quiet before departure.
A few exchanged hesitant smiles and brief touches.
An unspoken acknowledgement that the unknown, for all its danger, drew them closer together.
Elders monitored stability thresholds.
Alex placed his hand against the water.
The pulse synchronized across miles.
Three ships vanished simultaneously.
This time, they did not reappear within orbit. They emerged near a distant yellow star, small, unstable, bright, not yet named. The crews observed planetary debris forming around it. Raw material, future worlds. One player whispered.
It feels like the beginning.
Gaga, watching through resonance, replied softly.
It is.
Back on Mars, Alex felt something new. Not escalation, not a fracture. Expansion carried a different tension, not internal. External. The universe, even in its youth, was larger than projection. And beyond the yellow star, in darkness not yet measured, something moved. Chapter 6. First Contact. The third deep fold jump did not land near a forming star. It landed near a structure. Not artificial, not natural in the way Mars had known nature. Organized, the fleet emerged above a dim gray planet orbiting a faint white star. No oceans, no forests, no atmosphere thick enough to glow. But the surface moved at first. The players thought it was tectonic instability. Then the movement synchronized. Lines formed across the planet's crust, geometric patterns shifting in slow, deliberate rhythm.
They're not geological.
One player whispered.
The elders monitoring from Mars went silent. The children gathered at the southern sea.
Gaga felt the vibration before Alex spoke.
They're alive.
The ships descended cautiously, no weapons, no defensive escalation, only observation. The beings rose from the planet's surface like vertical shadows detaching from stone. They were tall. Gray, limbs elongated beyond indigo proportion. Their skin appeared mineral, matte, almost ash textured, but flexed fluidly. Their eyes were narrow black slits, reflective, without white or pupil distinction. They did not blink, they did not breathe visibly, they did not speak at first. They simply aligned, hundreds of them, facing the descending arc-shaped vessel. One stepped forward. Its torso split horizontally for a moment, not injury, but articulation, and sound emerged. Not vibration through air, direct transmission. You fold space inefficiently. The message entered the ship's consciousness systems instantly. The players froze. Alex felt it across the resonance field.
They communicate through compression, he murmured.
Gaga listened deeper. They do not separate self. Memory. The beings did not display male or female markers, no differentiation, no pairing, no clustering by role. Each one radiated an identical structural frequency. A child on Mars whispered, they are completely alone. And they were. Genetic scans of the fleet returned an astonishing result. Each being contains dual reproductive encoding, self-generative.
Under specific radiation cycles, they are divided. Not birth, not growth, division. A new form emerged, fully formed from the prior body, with memory intact. No childhood, no forgetting, no story, only continuity. The leading being transmitted again. Why have you fractured space? Alex chose to answer personally. His image projected within the Ark vessel. Not as ruler, but as representative. We explore. Exploration implies absence. We seek narrative. Narrative implies inefficiency. The players exchange glances. The children felt the tension immediately. The Selenites, though not yet named, did not understand the story. They understood function. You do not create, Alex asked. We persist. You do not imagine, we calculate. Gargo whispered beside Alex. They have no promise. They have no fracture either, Alex replied quietly. One of the Selenites stepped closer to the vessel. Its gray surface shimmered faintly. Your structure contains harmonic instability. It referred to love. It referred to resonance. It referred to unpredictability. You divide yourselves? A player asked carefully. We extend. Without bond? Bond implies weakness. The word struck harder than intended on Mars. The children stiffened. The elders watched in intense focus. This was not an escalation. This was a contrast. Then something unexpected occurred. One Selenite paused. Its black slit eyes narrowed slightly. You compress memory into a device. It had sensed the original fish's resonance. It had detected the device's pulse through folded space. You measure time. It continued. Yes, Alex answered. We do not. The Selenite tilted its head fractionally. Time produces decay. Decay produces loss. Loss produces instability. You avoid loss, Gaga said softly. Yes, and love? She asked. The being did not respond immediately. Finally, defined silence filled the vessel. The players did not know how to explain it. The children felt something profound. The elders leaned forward. Alex answered carefully. Love is choosing instability. The Selenite process. Instability increases termination probability. Yes, Alex said, but it also increases meaning. The gray beings did not react, but their alignment shifted subtly. Their geometric ground patterns flickered.
For the first time since contact, they were not calculating. They were uncertain, and uncertainty was evolution. Mars had no evolution. Nothing crawled upward from the water. Nothing mutated by accident. Nothing survived by chance. Every structure, every body, every horizon line had been shaped deliberately by Alex and Gaga. Indigos did not descend from prior forms. They were composed. Outside Mars, however, the universe moved differently. It was not designed. It unfolded. Stars ignited through pressure. Planets formed through collision. Life, where it appeared, adapted through survival. The third deep fold jump revealed this difference. The fleet emerged near a dim system orbiting a pale white star. One planet rotated slowly beneath them. Gray, mineral, scarred by radiation. But it was alive. Not designed. Evolved. The surface shifted in patterned motion, massive figures detached from the terrain like living pillars rising from stone. They were tall, skin matte gray, textured like cooled ash but flexible, limbs elongated, joined differently from indigos. No visible mouth at rest. Only a thin horizontal seam across the lower face, eyes narrow and dark like compressed voids. They did not resemble male or female because they were both. Each being carries a dual reproductive structure within one body under stellar radiation cycles, their cells reorganized and divided, producing another fully formed being. No pairing, no sex, no infancy, no forgetting.
The division carried forward complete biological memory. They evolved over Eris, not through intimacy, but through adaptation to cosmic pressure. They were not designed. They endured. The first transmission did not travel through sound. It arrived as a compressed signal directly into the fleet's navigation systems. You bend the position. It was not an accusation. It was an observation. Alex projected his presence into the lead vessel. We explore. Exploration implies instability.
Yes.
Why choose instability? Gaga felt the question resonate across Mars because the story requires it. The gray being shifted slightly. Story is not required for survival, one player whispered.
They have no narrative.
One child responded from the southern sea.
They have no forgetting.
The beings stepped closer to the vessel. Their movements were precise, economical. We persist through division.
You persist through design.
It was not an admiration.
It was a comparison.
Do you create by choice?
Alex asked.
We adapt.
Do you love it?
The being paused, defiant. Gaga answered gently.
Love is when you choose something even if it weakens you.
Silence. Weakness is eliminated in evolution.
Yes, Alex said quietly.
But weakness creates meaning. The ground patterns beneath the beings flickered irregularly. For the first time, their movements were not perfectly synchronized.
You carry a temporal anchor.
They had sensed the device. You compress continuity externally.
We measure time,
Alex said. We do not measure.
We change.
The difference hung between them like a fracture in philosophy. Indigos were designed toward promise.
These beings were shaped by pressure.
No romance.
No art.
No music.
Only continuation.
And yet, they were not hostile.
They were curious.
You introduce variance into stable systems, one transmitted.
Yes, Alex replied.
Variance leads to collapse.
Variance leads to growth.
The gray beings did not answer immediately. One stepped slightly out of alignment. Its black eyes narrowed. Growth increases unpredictability.
Exactly, Alex said.
For the first time, the planet's surface patterns broke symmetry. Evolution had just encountered intention, and neither understood the other completely. Mars had been designed. This world had not. The fleet emerged above a gray planet orbiting a pale white star. Its surface moved, not with tectonic randomness, but with organic rhythm. Figures rose from mineral plains, tall, gray, skin textured like cool ash yet fluid, limbs elongated, eyes narrow and dark, reflecting starlight without pupil or white. They were not male, they were not female, they were both. Each body contained a dual generative structure during radiation cycles. They divided, producing another fully formed being carrying cellular memory forward.
No pairing, no infancy, no forgetting.
Evolution had shaped them,
not design.
Yet the moment their awareness met the fleet,
language aligned, not translation, recognition.
The first language, it was not vocabulary, it was structured. Alex and Gaga had woven it into existence at the origin pulse. All conscious life resonated with it instinctively. Communication did not require tools, it required awareness. You fold distance, the first being transmitted. It was not an accusation, it was wonderful. We explore, Alex answered. Exploration is curiosity.
Yes, curiosity is kin to survival.
Gaga smiled softly.
And to love?
The gray beings shifted gently. Love sustains cohesion. It was not a question.
It was understanding. The players inside the vessel relaxed. The children at the southern sea felt warmth ripple across resonance. These beings were not adversaries. They did not escalate. They did not measure thrill, they did not crave control, they persisted. They adapted, but they also cared. Their fawn had evolved beyond visible gender division, but attachment existed among them. Not through sex, through alignment, through shared radiation cycles, through choice to remain near one another despite full self-sufficiency. You were designed, one transmitted.
Yes.
We are shaped by pressure.
You evolved.
We endured. There was no tension in the exchange, only difference. Then the planet's surface patterns dimmed slightly. A pause. Variant spreads, one of them transmitted.
Yes.
Alex replied, variance attracts, the word carried weight. What attracts you? A player asked. The alignment of their figures shifted. Not fear, concern. Some species evolve through domination, through conquest, through the acceleration of conflict. They consume systems, not for survival, for supremacy. The elders on Mars stiffened, escalation. The memory of the fracture returned.
Do they prefer war?
Gaga asked. They equate war with progress.
They destroy?
They justify. Silence stretched across space.
Have they found you?
Alex asked. Not yet. But your folds alter spatial patterns, they will notice. The first warning of the wider universe settled into the fleet. No threat immediately, but inevitable. One gray being steps slightly closer to the vessel. You introduce narrative into expansion.
Yes.
Narrative destabilizes predictable growth.
Yes.
And yet, the being continued. Narrative also produces compassion. The ground patterns beneath them brightened faintly. We do not oppose you. We welcome variants. But know this. Conflict-oriented species evolve faster, and they do not fold space, they break it. Back on Mars, the device pulsed once in the sea. Time continued, but expansion had shifted from curiosity to the horizon. And somewhere beyond the pale white star, far deeper in unmeasured dark, something else was already moving.
Chapter 7.
Live broadcast.
The decision did not come from the whole gray world.
It came from Seven.
Seven, who felt variance and did not recoil.
Seven, who had never left their planet.
Seven, who wanted to see design instead of evolution.
We will visit. They transmitted. Mars felt it before Alex spoke.
The children brightened.
The players surged with excitement.
The elders tightened.
Exposure increases unpredictability.
One elder declared.
Yes, Alex said calmly.
Unpredictability invites fracture.
Yes, then why allow it?
Alex did not answer immediately. Because a fracture invites a story.
No ships were required. The gray beings did not fold space the way indigos did.
Instead,
they aligned with the first language and allowed the fold to meet them halfway.
Seven figures appeared near the southern sea.
Tall, gray, still.
The indigos gathered at a distance.
Not in fear.
In awe.
It was the first time something not designed by Alex walked on Mars.
Live broadcast activated instantly.
Not as a broadcast device, as awareness expansion.
Every indigo could see through every eye.
The elders watched from the plateau of glass.
The players watched from cities.
The children watched from the water's edge.
Stars flared subtly.
Their cores store the moment, memory embedded in fusion.
Alex felt all of it simultaneously.
Seven beings from evolution are standing on a world of intention.
The first gray stepped forward.
This world is deliberate.
Yes, Gaga answered.
You shaped yourselves,
yes.
The gray beings scan structures,
landscapes, and indigos themselves.
There is no decay here.
No.
There is no forced adaptation.
No.
Then why expand?
The question echoed through every consciousness on Mars.
Alex stepped closer.
Because stability without contrast becomes empty.
The elders stiffened. The children felt the tension shift. One gray being tilted its head. You seek pressure.
Yes.
Why? Alex paused. He could have answered with philosophy. Instead, he answered honestly.
Because they crave it.
He glanced toward the plateau.
The elders knew he meant them.
War-based species accelerate evolution.
One gray transmitted gently.
Yes. They do not accelerate compassion.
Silence rippled across Mars.
The fracture in the tower darkened. The elders shifted uneasily.
Alex felt something rising in him.
not cruelty, not hatred, curiosity. What would happen if conflict touched design? What would happen if Mars experienced real opposition? What would happen if escalation became external instead of internal? The stars pulsed. They held the question. One child stepped forward unexpectedly. Do you love it? The child asked the gray beings. Yes.
How?
Through persistence.
Through alignment.
Through choosing not to domitate when we could.
The simplicity struck harder than the heat.
The elders watched every micro-expression across the gray faces. No hunger, no conquest, no dominance, omnipresence. And yet, somewhere deep in the unmeasured dark, something else had already detected the folds. Alex felt it faintly, a ripple, not near. But be aware. War-excited species do not wait for invitation, the gray warned softly. They sense disruption. And you? You are disruptive. Every eye on Mars flickered, live broadcast intensified. Alex's pulse synchronized with the device in the sea. For one moment, just one, he imagined it. Two forces are colliding above Mars. Real stakes, real tension, real engagement. The elders leaned forward in collective exhilaration. The children were terrified. The gray beings fractured, the fracture spread. He imagined the story. Then he stopped. Gaga stepped beside him.
You feel it, she whispered.
Yes.
You want it?
Yes.
And?
Alex looked at the seven visitors the indigos are watching at the stars recording.
At what cost, he murmured.
The ripple in the dark pulsed again.
Closer.
And for the first time since expansion began, the conflict was no longer theoretical. It was listening.